The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, 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 guess what? We've officially reached the weekend.
The weekend of WentBA.
Yes.
WentBA Con.
Exactly. And we're on location at NBA Con, if you can't hear that already in the background. We are not in our usual studio. And it's, you know, we're here for the first weekend of the Las Vegas NBA Summer League. And we're going to discuss the incredible atmosphere here, as well as, you know, some excitement for all the rookies at the Summer League. Maybe talk a little bit about WentBA with stand-up comedian, writer, podcaster Ian Carmel on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack on the Boosties.
All right. Okay. Shout out to that young man right there. Fantastic glasses, sir.
3-on-1. Davis. LeBron.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh.
Ian Carmel is our guest today. Thank you so much, Ian Carmel, for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm here to try to force Brooklyn into putting up as many of their draft picks as possible in exchange for Damian Lillard, and I was happy to stop by the podcast in the meantime.
Absolutely.
You're in deep negotiations.
I'm deep in negotiations. Right yeah. After this, Joe Cronin and I go to Nobu and just taking opening a table and a tab.
Yeah.
Table and a tab. Anyone who wants to swing by, even like hockey franchises, football, we'll take any
anything.
Offer.
Yeah, yeah. If it's good enough, we're open. We're open. We're open. Yeah. What do you think so far? I haven't been able to walk around the convention, but NBA Con looks gigantic, and I've probably seen a fraction of it. And I saw one DMX poster, so I'm already very excited.
Oh, yeah. It's dark and hell is hot. That's for sure.
I can tell you that much about NBA Con, and that is what the NBA asked us to say right off the bat.
The most legendary DMX references.
It seems to mostly be a DMX-centered event. It seems more like a DMX Con. No, I walked around. It's fantastic. There's a lot of shirts that I know I couldn't pull off that people are selling.
Yeah, you
know,
yeah.
A lot of stuff that I'd buy and then pull out of the closet and be like, you're 38.
I think I see ATLians on wax right there across the way if my eyesight does not fail me. But yeah, anyway, so for everybody listening at home, we are in Las Vegas at NBA Con.
And there's a 20-foot hoop here, Miles. I don't want to leave out the 20-foot hoop.
You think you can make a shot on the 20-foot hoop?
Yeah, it's been like the sword in the stone. Like nobody has made it yet in my version of events.
Yeah,
I walk up cockily and swish it.
Yeah.
Just like... just very casually one-handed.
I'm waiting for Dan Cortez to walk in.
Yeah.
Nail it, walk out.
But he's got like a t-shirt wrapped on his head, full rock and jock style.
Full rock and jock, 20 points. They win. He leaves.
So, Ian, you're a Portland man.
I'm a Portland man.
And I'm a Portland man.
And a Portland fan.
Lifelong.
Yeah. Tell us about what was it by choice? Is it you have no other choice because
you're
a Portland?
No other choice. If you're a man of taste, if you're a person of taste, you become a Portland Trailblazer fan. I grew up in Beaverton, Oregon, right outside of Portland. I went to preschool at the Middleman Jewish Community Center where the Blazers used to practice.
Oh, wow.
Kevin Duckworth gave me a piggyback ride.
No.
You would see Clyde Drexler leaving as you were eating steak fries in the cafeteria. And I was hooked, man. I've been a fan ever since.
I can't. That's so wild that they were using like a middle school.
The Middleman Jewish Community Center.
Oh, okay. Oh, just a community center.
It was a community center.
Yeah.
So they had like a basketball. They had like two basketball courts, and on one court, the Portland Trailblazers would be practicing, and the next court over, a bunch of middle-aged Jewish men would be playing pickup basketball.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, the Celtics practiced at Brandeis University.
Right.
Like, legit. Like, they were just like, yeah, I don't know, man. They got a court. Yeah. Like, it wasn't as – like, now everybody's got their own, like, fitness center.
Right.
Huge.
It's just used to be like, do they keep the lights on?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we'll have practice there. Yeah, right. We're an NBA
Paul
team.
Paul Pierce actually picked up a JD while he was there, too, right? Yeah. Practice law in Massachusetts.
So how have you been feeling? How has this season been feeling for you? And, you know, we'll get to the off season, but how do you feel so far about this season?
As a Trailblazer fan?
Yeah.
I have a mixed bag of emotions.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to lose sight of Scoot and Sharp.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited we locked up Matisse Thybulle.
Right.
You know, for three more years. Damian Lillard is on his way out of town, and that's sad. That's a sad feeling.
I was going to ask, you know, that I thought he was going to be a lifer.
I thought he was going to be a lifer too, but then certain things started breaking certain ways.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I think what happened to him is what happens to everyone. You you get a little deeper into your 30s. You start looking around.
You don't have a ring on that finger.
You don't have a ring on that finger. And then you're like, maybe I should expand my age range on Hinge.
Yeah, exactly.
You're interviewing Ian like you're trying to make him cry. You're Roy Firestone.
What else? Remember Arvydas Sabonis?
Oh, yeah. If he would have come over a little bit sooner, we would have won that championship.
Probably, for sure.
As a Blazer fan, it's a melancholy time. You're sad to see Dame go. You're sad to see it happening the way it's happening with, like, everything like playing out in the media, all the mudslinging and everything, but you know what I mean? A passionate love affair, a messy divorce.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Love to see that.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people trying to put the Dame's career as a Blazer in perspective, you know, as it seems to be coming to an end. And the conversation around, like, is Dame the greatest Blazer of all time? And I've seen it debated along lines of, like, you know, well, Walton got you a title and his high was like the highest and he was like a one of a kind center and Clyde might have put up like, you know, had more success in the postseason. But I just feel like there's like something so singular about Dame. And again, I don't want to like fully go down a road where I'm trying to make you cry, but it would be good for the numbers.
Yeah.
But Dame. Like, just greatest Blazer. Like, I feel like it has to be Dame. Like, he is the coolest person in the league, I feel like.
He's even the coolest person, I think, in, like, a sleeveless T-shirt. Like, in my mind, when I think about, like, how I would want to look in a sleeveless T-shirt, I picture Damian Lillard in practice.
Right, exactly. Yeah, wearing that kind of, that nobody else looks good in.
Yes.
It's one body type, and he has it. I think it's generational.
Yeah.
I think Bill Walton won a title with the team, of course, they were amazing. And then the next year, they got off to an amazing start. But then he got hurt, and then he left, and it was bad circumstances on the part of the team. You know, they mistreated his broken foot, made him play and everything. But he was there for like a minute, and then he left, and that was the 70s. Clyde, I think, has a little bit more of an argument, but he didn't win a championship. And to me, when you're a Blazer fan, and we haven't won a championship since 77, what you have to latch on to are moments, like moments of pure euphoria as a fan.
Right, because it's not always going to come in the form of lifting the trophy.
Right, it's not, right. We haven't had that experience. So with Lillard, you get the shot against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for that shot. And it was like louder in the tunnels after the game than I'd ever heard it in any arena during any other game. It was insane, the explosion. It was like euphoric.
and quieter before he hit it. Like, wait, I still remember, like, the most iconic sound of a game-winning shot is, like, when he clapped for the ball. And, like, you heard it echo, like, the whole crowd. Like, it also sums up how good Blazers fans are.
People's hearts weren't beating. Yeah, everyone's heart was, like, suspended until he shot it.
People were clinically dead for about, like, 0.3 seconds.
Point nine. And then he did, so we did that, and that was amazing. And they did it again against Oklahoma City and Paul George. He did it twice.
An impossible shot.
Like, impossible. I went to the Moda Center to try to recreate that shot afterwards. They had me do it, and it was the fattest moment of my entire life. It was so embarrassing. Like, I hurt myself trying to lunge it, and I still, it came up like 4 feet short. But for that reason, the moments he's given us, I think he has an argument for being the greatest Blazer of all time. And then it's just, it's up to what you covet. You know, it's him or Drexler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or Rasheed Wallace, if you're just kind of a jerk.
Yeah, Rasheed Wallace is one of my favorites, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I've had my run-ins with him, with my teams, but I'm just such a big Sheed fan.
Oh,
you
my
know
God,
what I mean?
He's amazing. Yeah, there's, like, a cult of Rasheed Wallace in Portland.
Yeah, and I mean, that was, like, I had, like, I'm not gonna lie, I had the Air Force ones, the Sheed.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Those were really cool.
With that fadeaway?
With him shooting on there?
Which is wild, too, because who else got, like, that kind of a logo, quote-unquote? There's not many people, like, after Michael Jordan who where they're like, okay, we'll give you a little a form of you as your logo.
It's kind of just Jordan and Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
I also dyed my hair a little bit for Rasheed.
Got the little birthmark in the back.
Yeah.
I have a little bulldog tattoo on my arm. And I have the second most technical fouls in NBA history. So we all have our own tributes.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dame as a, like, as a commercial entity, like, his appearances in commercials is always so, like, he can pull off things that nobody else can. Like, first of all, I think he's the only NBA player to have a Modelo ad, right?
I think so.
Could be. At least the one that's even memorable enough to say. Yeah, I'm sure there might be someone else. But not.
And then he has that one Gatorade ad where the premise is that he trains with Ryan Garcia for a day and then is as good at boxing as Ryan Garcia is by the end. Which, like, I feel like if LeBron tried that, so nobody would be having it, but Dame were just like,
LeBron knew about Ryan Garcia before he even started boxing. LeBron saw Ryan Garcia jogging down the street.
He said, hey, could you box? Well, you should.
Sure. So LeBron actually got Ryan Garcia into boxing. He also helped invent Gatorade. So he would have been in that commercial in a very different way. Dame has tremendous range in commercials, on the court and in commercials, because he also plays a baby in an Allstate ad.
That's true. In the Modelo ad, though, he does not do much acting.
No.
Just more like he was, like, serving food or, like, doing, you know, in working out in the gym. But again,
it's not about his acting ability necessarily as much as his, like, cultural gravity and, like, what he can pull off just, like, in our eyes, more so than, like, what he can pull off. Yeah, his dialogue with Ryan Garcia in that Gatorade ad, which I made everybody watch before we started recording, is not convincing. It's not Cracker Jack. I wasn't buying it.
And just a note to the listeners, what you're hearing right now is, I'm just going to look out, I'm not really good at estimating. Like, this is about 200 to 300 people, I think, in front of us. So
it's 200 to 300 seated.
Yeah, and then seated.
I think it's another 200 to 300.
And then in
stands.
The wings. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, apologies to all the Boosties listeners.
Just staring
at us
in stunned silence.
I actually saw on Twitter that, like, the Thomas and Mack Center is, like, half full because of this.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, they have it on a remote feed.
Spurs representatives are actually pretty upset.
Yeah. And yeah, shout out to the Allegiant Center, who I know tomorrow they're going to be doing a whole live stream of our second performance here. So anyway, all good things to
come. Our home arenas are full because, because the home fans obviously couldn't travel, but they all want to experience it together.
Shout out to everyone watching this on the big screens at Shibuya Crossing, too. Yeah. I know that's popping off right now.
Or Yokoso, Nihonjin. You know, we got to keep it international. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move it along,
I think,
Miles.
Because we're here at NBAcon, obviously the big thing that everyone is talking about, even us, as we try to figure out how we're going to grift our way into seeing Victor Wembanyama play for the first time, is Wemby.
Yeah, we're recording this. He's about to debut.
Yeah,
in about three hours from right now.
Yeah.
Other than that brick fest, because he was wearing a Spurs jersey at that point.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that later.
A little bit more.
Because Jack, that shook your confidence.
I'm out on this guy. I think the guy stinks.
This guy stinks. Did you see that? He couldn't get one to drop.
You seriously? I shoot around. I make at least one.
Hey, well, there's a hoop right there. I'll go make three in a row. Sign me up.
In summer league, if you play well, it doesn't really mean much. But if you can't perform, you know, that's a really bad sign.
Yeah, right. So I think we
got to get out on Wemby now.
Well, we were talking about Wemby. For somebody who is potentially like part of the dawn of the new age of what basketball looks like, we felt Wemby doesn't quite capture like the essence, or maybe it doesn't have quite the gravity.
Needs a nickname. Just Victor Wembanyama, too many syllables. He needs one.
Yeah.
Wemby is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. We need to put effort in on nicknames, because we had that entire era where it was like, you know, you have like PG-13, where it's like initials and number.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
VW1? No, come on.
No, we can't do it. No, VW1's terrible.
It sounds like
terrible.
A concept car.
Yeah. VW1. Oh, yeah, right.
Anything VW gives you Volkswagen, which like it's a notably small car.
Yep.
VW1.
SEO nightmare is what they tell you.
It runs on German feelings of regret. It's green energy. Yeah. And then we got just the name-based nicknames are terrible too. Now we're stuck with Joker forever.
Yeah.
With Jokic, when Big Honey was right there.
People were calling him Big Honey. Yes.
The man is Big Honey.
100% Big
Honey. We gotta call him Joker and look at all these graphics.
Or Serbian Uncle. I don't know. That's how I feel like.
Serbian Uncle.
That's how he plays basketball. It's like you're playing with an
Uncle Ball.
He plays Uncle Ball in the driveway.
Goat. Yeah. Jorts. The goat of
Jorts, because he can play just as well.
Totally looks like he would show up to the Y in jorts and just dominate.
Yeah. Did you see the video of him buying beer in Serbia recently? There's CCTV camera of him going into a liquor store in Serbia to like just buy like a six pack because he's like hanging out with people, and he's dressed like Jeff Spicoli or something.
Uniform?
No, just like like loose cotton tank top, shorter shorts, like slides, like backwards hat, and he walks in very casually, and like the person at the register is like, "Wow, you're tall," and like doesn't know
who he is.
Clock it. Yeah, and he's just being like, "Yeah." And she's like, "You should have played basketball." Took off. There he is.
He's like undercover as Spicoli. That makes sense. He seems like one of the people who would do what, like, Bono got caught that one time dressed as like a Hasidic Jewish guy because, like, yeah, to just like try and fly under the radar. He's just like, I am American Surfer.
As a Jew, I just want to say we would welcome Jokic or Bono into the tribe at any moment if they want to make the jump.
Yeah, make the leap.
So, Jack, you have any? I mean, look.
All right. So, Wemby just sounds like I don't know. Like when it, I hear it's Wemby said in a British accent, like for some reason. It just sounds like it should be said with a British accent.
Or it's like a corgi, like one of the Crane's corgis was named Wemby.
Wemby. When I wrote it in the Google Doc, it auto-suggested Wembley. So there's just lots of English energy coming from this nickname.
Yeah.
So we're going to live workshop some nicknames for him. So Nails is one that I wanted to put out there because it sounds tough, but is actually a reference to his beautiful nails and nail beds.
Yeah.
Like
cuticle health is peak.
Like some of the most beautiful nails I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You look at that guy, you know he's taking Biotin. You know?
That's no question. He's cheating.
There's no question.
He's cheating. Yeah. He's using that like Dead Sea Secret brand. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like to exfoliate. Yeah. But again, beautiful hands. I mean, that's potential. If I'm thinking on the business side, okay, maybe we can do a little nail polish deal or something there. But, you know, maybe something. You have something a little more intimidating?
Slenderman was thrown out by super producer Brian.
Yeah.
Gets at kind of the otherworldly nature of his presence, the fear he puts, the fear he strikes in other teams' hearts, the fact that he looks like three large gazelles in a trench coat, like all those things kind of work together.
Right.
What else? Wembang Yamama.
That's good.
I feel like that's like very fifth grade, like playground
energy.
We
can bring back like these sort of and one t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Where like he becomes the new and one guy.
Who's also kind of like Slenderman, a faceless gray form.
Victor Wembanyama, and then like whatever joke it is, you just fill that right in.
Yeah.
I think I like Vicky Stilts.
Vicky Stilts.
You know, just something
Mafia
classic.
Energy.
Yeah. I think Vic has to come into it on some point. Like Vic is a workable part of the name.
Vic is good.
Yeah, like something about Vic. Vic Skywalker, you know, he's into like sci-fi and stuff like that, so I think that could work too. Maybe, and he, I think he said he likes Game of Thrones also. So, look, you know, Mad Boosie's listeners, please Give us some Tolkien or George R.R. Martin or George Lucas-based nicknames for him that we will personally deliver to him when we surprise him later on.
We're planning on
running behind him.
And he seems really busy, so we're going to have to run up on him real quick. Hey, man, we got some notes for you. But yeah, I mean, he's the person he's mainly going to be compared to, other than, I guess, Chet probably a little bit, but also Scoot. And Scoot has, like, just a timeless, like, A-plus perfect nickname.
Yeah.
Out of the box. Scoot is fantastic. Yeah.
And it's, I think what's great about it is that it feels like it could be diminutive to be
sure.
Scoot.
Yeah.
But there's also just something about it where it's like, oh, that's Scoot.
Yeah.
Also, can you imagine how it would feel to get dunked on by a guy named Scoot? Like, that's the guy maybe you lose to at, like, tennis at the, at the country club. You know what I mean? You know, like, maybe shuffleboard, he beats you up, and you just got dunked
Scootin'
on by a guy
and his
named
wife,
Scoot.
Scoot and his wife, Cricket.
Yeah.
down at the tennis club. Yeah.
Yeah, we're having Scoot and Cricket over for club sandwiches. Yeah.
Oh, have you had her? She makes her own Tom Collins
mix.
Oh,
my God, she's amazing.
It's fantastic, actually. I love Cricket. Love her.
But yeah, and Scoot, by the way, his real name is Sterling.
Yeah, which is also good.
Also good. Wow. So like he just naturally is just oozing nickname charisma.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
If he turns 29 and he wants to get out of the Scoot business and turn into Sterling. Come on, dude.
Exactly.
Sterling Henderson?
Yeah.
Sterling Henderson sounds like
Sterling
a law firm.
Henderson rules.
It's definitely like one of the most high volume car dealerships in terms of sales in the Pacific Northwest.
Sterling Henderson is like in a John Grisham book where like the hotshot recruit goes and works before things like turn out to be not what they seem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. It's the Pelican.
I've been digging into the books at Sterling Henderson.
All is not what it seems.
Hey, you know what happened to the last guy who had your position at Sterling Henderson? He went missing.
Neither do we.
Scuba diving accident.
Yeah.
and he was licensed. Real murder.
A lot of people have kicked around something with aliens, UFOs. I don't know. I don't feel like UFO really captures like the length.
No.
Calling him an alien is a little weird.
I think maybe we just have to wait to see him play, and it'll become very clear.
I think we need to call. I think that's what it should be. I think there needs to be a league-wide agreement that we wait and don't stick him with like
bad
Wemby nickname. We wait for him to do something.
Right.
And then it's bestowed. Like, that's how it should happen.
Yeah. How many games do you think we give somebody before we give them a nickname that sticks to
them? Until the right name arrives. And we'll tell them.
I'm in the process of that with my son right now. We haven't given him a nickname. Can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Just trying to vibe it out.
Oh, man.
5 months deep. It's getting kind of hard.
The nurse is still stopping by your place, being like, hey, come on,
you got to fill this thing out. I'm like, just leave it blank for as long as you can. I'm not getting a vibe from this kid yet.
Just go like straight up commune vibes and let the kid name himself whatever he can. Yeah.
Or I'll just lay out 3 basketball cards in front of him.
Yeah.
And whichever, when he pulls out.
LaFonso.
Yeah, you're LaFonso Ellis. Wow. Very good.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum
maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Well, I mean, do we also want to talk about Chet? Because I think that's another thing I feel is missed a lot. And we're so focused on Wemby that we're also forgetting that we're also going to have another very interesting physical creature enter the league.
Enormously tall, thin people out like in the heartland of America devouring NBA teams. Yeah, this is the most excited I've been purely based on Summer League. Like, I mean, he's had two games this year, a number of games last year. This is, like, also there's a huge leap it's taken because of, like, how little I feel like he was able to show what he could do in college. It's so strange. Like, have you ever had, like, a group of friends who you just, like, or, like, people that, like, you couldn't, like, really, like, vibe with? And, like, you, like, I wonder if that's what was, I know. But I wonder if that's what it was like. Like, he just, like, couldn't, like, do, like, he didn't look that impressive at Gonzaga. And like, oh my God, he looks amazing in the summer league.
Yeah, that wasn't a system where he could shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if it's the, like, they clog it up.
Drew Timmy was already there. He had a whole thing going on. You know what I mean?
Like, God, they love Timmy. Don't they?
They love Timmy.
We love Timmy, don't we, folks?
Oh, we love him.
But yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever seen video of giraffes fighting?
Yes. No.
At the zoo, they face each other, and then they just whip their necks at each other as hard as they can. And I think that's what it's going to look like if Victor Wembanyama and Chet end up in the paint together. It's basically going to be a
poku in there for fun.
In the poku.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's going to be
it's going to look so weird.
I mean, that's again, like, to your point, Jack. What's so interesting, I think, about this new season coming up is that I feel like we're just on another sort of generational shift in how the game's played. You know, like, we're starting to see, like, these, like, really interesting, very unique types of players come into the league, and now just seeing how that's going to work now, because a lot of people are like, well, let's see what happens if, you know, can Wemby throw his weight around or this, that, and the other. And I'm sure we're going to see how he, you know, is able to use his size and skill.
I'm going to watch every game that Wemby plays in for, like, I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm, like, so excited about that.
You got to stop calling him Wemby. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
I know, but we gotta
trap.
Beat it.
You're stuck in the trap.
I'm gonna watch every game that Victor
Nails
plays in.
Nails.
I'm gonna watch everyone in Nails' games.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna watch everyone at Chet's games because, like, they're both so super exciting. And, like,
Lenny Dykstra was the last Nails, and that was, like, ages ago, right? We're ready for a new Nails.
And that was more persona based than cuticle.
And we've done have successful car washes.
Absolutely.
One of the best places. Successful businessman, all in. And then Scoot. I mean, how are you feeling about the season?
I feel phenomenal. I feel I pray we get the Dame thing wrapped up before the season actually starts for him and for us. But, like, I'm ready. I'm ready to watch Scoot throw, like, an alley oop to Sharp, throw it down so hard that they have to, like, adjust the rim afterwards. Had to happen 3 times a game, and for us to lose by 15 to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Just a respectable 15.
I'm ready for all of that. I'm ready to go 12-70 this season, man. Let's do it. I know it's not even a good draft class. Get us that big kid from Maine. What's his name? Who's, like, in the 2026 draft class?
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
That LeBron was just talking to. He also has one of those names. I know exactly who you're talking about.
That guy is from Maine. I don't think he's going to have a problem with playing in Portland, Oregon. You know what I mean? Let's give him the Portland connection.
Portland. Yeah.
We'll introduce him to places that make high-end biscuits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take him out to the woods.
You like a good flannel?
Yeah.
We got those, too.
We had a good flannel. Yeah. We got him in XXL double tall, man. I know that for a fact because that's what I was wearing. We will hook it all up. I'm ready for the Blazers to be bad.
Yeah.
As an NBA fan, what's the worst thing that can happen is your team does not have a definitive direction where you're, like, hanging out in limbo. And that's kind of where we were. Damian Lillard was too good for us to ever really be bad. The rest of the roster was too bad for us to really be good. Now we've got Scoot. We've got Sharp. We've got, like, other good young players, and I'm ready. I'm just ready to go, man. Let's go be bad for fun.
I think you guys are going to be. I think it'll be interesting.
We might be all right.
I wouldn't get. Yeah, I mean, I know. Like, we all have to taper our.
Well, we've got a $160 million player in Jeremy Grant there still. You know.
For real.
And Ant. Of course. Anthony Simons. Yeah, we might actually, like, I think we're going to be better than last year.
I think that's a safe bet. Do you want to go to the sports book right now?
Yeah, absolutely. What are we thinking? Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I can definitely see OKC, like, actually, you know, it seems like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like, gets better every year, and they are now going to have somebody. Like, Chet actually looks like he can, like, make stops in the paint, I don't think a lot of people had coming in.
Well,
you
who's
know?
Got big hips in the NBA anymore? There's no one to, like, really get him off the block quite the same way. Yeah. Jokic.
Yeah.
I feel like Embiid would turn and accidentally, like, send him into the
Joel
third
round. Might accidentally kill Chet Holmgren this season.
Like, moving his arm around like is hazardous.
He'll go
to
fly off into the distance and make a noise like Goofy when he, you know.
Real quick, in terms of contenders, Suns building out their depth. Are they now? I mean, people heading into the playoffs last year were like, the Suns are the team to beat. Obviously, it turned out to be the Nuggets. I feel like it's still the Nuggets, but it does feel like we're getting towards a big three of teams with the Nuggets, Suns, and the Lakers looking really good.
Maybe. And the Blazers, maybe. Big four.
Some would say, even the Blazers.
I might say, too.
Crazy, big four now.
Is there anybody that you see with impressed with anybody's offseason moves thus far?
I was really frustrated with how well the Lakers did.
Yeah.
That really upset me as a Blazer fan.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa.
I thought for sure Austin Reeves was going to get a little bit more money than that.
Deal of the century.
He was so good in the playoffs.
Did we have like a promo code or something to use?
Yeah.
I don't know what Rob Pelinka had. But
I think there was like a Groupon for white rim runners. And then they pulled that out. Yeah, I thought they had, like, a really good offseason. And, again, like, the Suns, I mean, adding who's that guy who was on the Nets?
Oh, come on. Utah.
Utah. I thought that, like, that was a fantastic ad, especially with how open he's going to end up being, like, on that team. And they better be good because...
Yeah, even a shooting... what did he end the season at? Like, just around 40, maybe?
Yeah, he was...
Because I remember at one point, what was he
shooting? He was, like, way out in
he
front.
He was, like, shooting mid-40s.
Yeah. It was, like, 47 or something at one point. And we were like, okay,
I think he didn't end up hitting the number of threes because he got hurt, right? The season-ending stats, he didn't make it. But, like, at a certain point, he was, like... 10 points, 10 percentage points above everybody
else.
He's
not going to be any less open on the Suns. I mean, like, that's...
Seriously.
That's, like, a really good get.
And, I mean, even as, like, a Lakers fan, I'm, you know, I got to have a bit of a soft spot in my heart for Frank Vogel. So I'm definitely excited to kind of see what happens.
Yeah.
Just not in the context of when we're playing them.
I also... Here's an incredibly unpopular opinion. I like Dylan Brooks still.
You know what? It's more because... You think... Is it because it's like, he didn't... I'm like, that's rough. All right, maybe I like him a little bit. Or you think the whole time, you're like, go ahead.
The whole time. I liked a little bit, like, I like a completely irrationally confident person.
Yeah, just committed to the bit.
Even to their own detriment. Just, like, never let up. There were so many opportunities for him to, like, recant, and he never did.
Yeah.
And there's something really charming about that. And I think you get him in the right situation.
He's got that, like, the confidence of, like, 10,000 SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah.
It's like, how? Like, this could be bad for you.
Right.
And cut to, it wasn't great.
Yeah, cut to it immediately being bad for him.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing in general. I mean, good for Fred VanVleet. That is a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a whole lot of money.
When the response to your signing is everyone being like, good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah. Actually. That's great.
That's not good for the team, but.
Yeah, Houston didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
They wanted to, ooh, what a
what
deal.
Do you mean good for it?
They're looking for one of those promo codes we used for Austin Reeves.
No.
You got any more?
No, they used it on Chandler Parsons.
Right.
And then the East is confusing because there's obviously the Miami Dame questions, right? So we don't know what's going to happen there.
If they don't get Dame, that's a worse team than last year. That's like for sure a worse team than last year. So they, like, I don't know what their backup plan is. If it's a James Harden backup plan or something like that.
Yeah. Where's he playing right now? Oh, he's with the Sixers, I think.
Yeah,
it does seem like things are kind of falling towards the Sixers just running it back, basically.
Right.
Nobody else got significantly better in the East. I mean, like, unless Dame, like, does end up in Miami.
Boston could be interesting.
Boston's different.
Gotta see it. Yeah, it's different. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, did they, some people are like, did they have to burn it all down, or at least a fraction of it down? I think, Jack, what, you want to, you would have scorched
I would have blown
her.
It up. Yeah, I would have gone ground floor rebuild for those guys.
As of this recording, Jaylen Brown is not
assigned
member of the Boston Celtics. So we could see that. I mean, Damian Lillard could end up in Boston.
Yeah.
Oof.
But
that is that's a grim reality.
It's a grim reality.
That I don't know. I mean, but hey, good for all the folks in Beantown if that does happen.
I think he would have a great time there. He'd be used to it. Sing a lot of angry white people in the crowd. Yeah, it's an environment he's comfortable playing basketball in.
That's the real pressure cooker, you know what I mean?
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I think it's time, maybe.
Should we hit him with the ultimate Blazers fan trivia?
All right, here we go. Okay, so let me just turn this way, just so you don't see anything. So, Ian Carmel, look, we like to play a few games here. This is actually it's kind of a bit of a first for us, where we're gonna walk you through, put you through your paces, and see what you know about your favorite Portland Trail Blazers.
All right, Robert Peck.
Wow.
Yeah.
That okay, was what's actually the only question.
Detlef Schrempf.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alaa Abdelnaby. Maurice Lucas, Jeff Petrie, Bob Whitsitt.
Well, okay, that's we didn't even ask.
He got every single one right. Okay,
were you looking at my laptop the whole time we were doing the episode?
No. Okay.
All right, well, here, let me Google some stuff then, I'll just come up with something now. Here's question one. What year were the Trailblazers founded?
1971? 1970-71?
70.
1970?
Yeah.
Wow, I wasn't even going to give you options.
Yeah.
Man, this guy's good.
Oh, yeah.
We're in trouble. All right, the Blazers have gotten the number one pick in NBA history 4 times. Can you name the 4 bonus points if you also name the years? I'll start you off.
Gregory Oden.
Yep.
Gregory Oden, who
2007.
Who was the right pick at the time.
Yep.
We didn't know. We didn't know what lied ahead.
No, everybody agreed.
Who could have? We also got, was Michael Thompson our first pick?
Michael Thompson was the number one pick in 1978.
Then 78. Yeah, the year after we won the championship, we had the number one pick, and then we couldn't run it back. We started the season like 54-10.
Then he goes and wins with us.
Yeah, I don't recall that happening.
Good man.
Yeah, and then his son went one just to the south. Greg Portland, Oregon native.
Oregon.
Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where did he go? Oswego?
I don't know if he went to school there.
Isn't that where Kevin Love went?
Kevin Love went to Lake Oswego.
Yeah.
Some of those guys
were getting sidetracked. Okay,
Jefferson,
I'm sorry.
Big basketball school. I don't know if I know the other two.
You would know one of them.
One of them is
Bill Walton?
Yeah.
Bill Walton, of course. Bill Walton. Yeah. Thank you. Bill Walton. And then the third one.
Oh, I thought when you were saying he would know the other one, it would be this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is one that it's on the tip of everyone's tongue.
LaRue Martin.
God.
Is it LaRue Martin?
It's LaRue Martin.
Speedy answers. I can't keep track because there's so many people in the crowd. I don't know who to look
at. It came back to me. The problem with knowing all of the Blazers' number one picks, I mean, Bill Walton worked out great.
Oh, yeah.
is like anytime like LaRue Martin and Greg Oden are mentioned, it's like in a really like sad SportsCenter music package.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Thompson also was the year that Bird was drafted. Super producer Jabari did a little deep dive. So in case there's not enough shade thrown at the Blazers draft history, they went with Thompson, obviously. I mean, he was great. And Bird had decided to play his senior season at Indiana State, and they didn't want to, like, wait for him.
Yeah.
The Celtics drafted him that year, even though he was going to stick around for another year. So you didn't just pass on Jordan. You passed on Bird.
We passed on Bird, too? Yeah. Right. That'll be fantastic. Yeah, for me to think about on the flight home.
All right, here we go. All-timers. Do you know the all-time leader in games played in a Blazers uniform?
Oh, games played.
You want some options?
Let me... It's not Dame. If it's not Dame?
It's not Dame.
No, it's not
okay.
Dame.
Is it Jerome Kersey?
It's not Jerome Kersey.
Second.
Cliff Robbins? No. It's not Cliff Robbins?
No.
Who are the options?
Well,
okay.
Now it's going to be obvious.
I've really eliminated. Wait, let me. It wouldn't be Clyde. Is it Clyde Drexler?
It's Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
It's Clyde Drexler.
Really?
What kept you from thinking that?
I don't know.
Because you're bad at trivia?
Because I'm bad at trivia.
My instincts are terrible.
I think I'm a stupid guy who's only been pretending to be a Blazer fan for online clout.
This has been completely nerve-wracking, by the way.
Good for Clyde. All right.
Every answer has been Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what?
Oh, shout out Scottie. He's going through a hard
time
right
now. Scottie, you know, hey, our hearts are out there with you.
Our hearts are with you.
Jack, which one? You want to ask this next one?
Yeah, we can. All-time leader in three-point field goals.
Damian Lillard.
Okay, yeah, fine.
All-time leader in points scored.
Damian Lillard.
All right.
All-time Scotties.
Scottie Pippen.
There you go.
All right.
Scottie. Figured it out, folks. He figured it out.
Big
all
Scott.
Right.
Second in threes is CJ already, right? What's it say?
Second in threes is CJ.
Yeah.
But like by half. Which
yeah.
Is yeah. Close. Yeah. And then Wes Matthews after him.
Big Wes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the NBA has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Terry Porter, I feel like, was one of the best shooters on NBA Jam.
Yeah.
And he made 773 total. Dame made 2,387. It's like, yeah.
Different times, man. Different times.
All right. Should we get into it?
Yeah. I think it's time.
It's time.
Ian Carmel, I guess I want to let you know, although we are friendly and friends off the microphone, you have wandered into one of the more violent and dynamic segments in sports podcasting.
I felt it.
It is called the fourth quarter round of rapid fire questions.
You felt the temperature drop.
I felt, yeah. It's really cold.
Whoa, did you see that? This woman just left with her baby because she knew it was going to get dangerous.
Yeah. The baby's fighting out of her arms, though. It's drawn to it.
Hey, the kids know.
Drawn to the energy.
Because this show's like vape pens. You know what I mean? Really
kids
intriguing.
Are drawn
not
to
good
it.
For you, but the kids love it.
It's bad for you.
Okay. But we're here in the fourth quarter round of rapid fire questions. We're going to ask you a question. Don't think too quickly. Just chest pass us the ball right back with your answer. Don't expand upon it because we like to get through as many questions as quickly as possible. And we want to keep our record intact. So if we start bloviating or expanding, we need you to come in, interrupt, and say, hey, get this thing
Three-man weave.
And look, you've been on, been on TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You've been in the hot seat before.
Network.
Yeah.
TV.
Network. Broadcast.
Just so we're all aware.
Late night.
Yeah.
Okay? So I guess we will get into it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. Can I start with the first one? Because I haven't...
Well, hold on.
Oh, yeah, you do it.
Brian, start the clock!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, they gotta, I got to get the people's attention out there.
Literally, a lot of people stopped what they were doing and looked over here.
You threw a hatchet.
Guys, there's a podcast happening over here. Check it out. Yeah, check it out. Try and make your way through the crowd.
We should have opened with Brian Start the Clock.
It would have. Brian Start the Clock!
All right, I have a derivation on the what teams we want to cover. So, Ian, we're talking teams we want to cover in the offseason. Obviously, we have, like, the Spurs, OKC, Magic, Suns, the Rockets, Portland, and the Mavericks so far. You have the opportunity to either add a new team that we should be covering and, like, paying attention to in the offseason, or take one of those teams off, because I have some edits on that list.
Name the list one more time. Try to slow things down.
Spurs, Wemby, OKC, Chet. Those aren't going anywhere. I don't care if you tell us to get rid of them. The Magic, Suns, Rockets, a lot of young pieces, Portland, Scoot, Mavericks.
I'm ready to get the Rockets out of there.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did my dirty work
get
for me.
Get them out of there. Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Because I think what they did was add kind of, not boring, but less intriguing players at positions where they had more intriguing players.
Known
Fred
quantities.
Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks are going to be less touches for your Jalen Greens, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the right answer.
Let's see. You can place any former Blazers great on next year's roster. Any of them. Which former person are you taking out the time machine and putting in that jersey?
Bill Walton.
77 Walton?
77 Walton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was really good.
Why,
and
was
I think
good,
he would.
Like,
I think he would like expand the minds.
Wait, Luke
of the,
Walton's dad.
Luke Walton. Did I say Bill Walton?
No.
I meant Luke Walton.
When he was just born in 77.
I just want Luke Walton's arm tattoo personified playing on our team. I think you're gonna 77 Bill Walton out there just moving the ball around, initiating the offense.
Okay.
With the mind expanding, I don't think there's ever been like somebody who was openly like into psychedelics in the league.
Psilocybin is decriminalized in Portland right now. He would have a different time.
It is coming back around.
The
70s. Yeah. He has like his best games in areas where like psilocybin's legalized, like Golden State. He's just going off.
John Mayer would be hanging out in Portland all the time. Let me get a voodoo donut.
All right, what's your all-time Blazers NBA jam squad?
Oh, my God. Of actual people or, like, who would I put on there? Okay. Recency bias, put Scoot and Shaden Sharp on there right now, just dunking the entire time. Dunking. Yeah. If I have to take recency bias out of it, it's Damian Lillard and Rasheed Wallace.
Ooh.
Would be body checking people clear across the court.
Constantly.
They needed to add that in NBA Jam to kind of make it like NFL Blitz, where there's also like unhinged like violence on defense too.
But it was like that was one of the best skills you could have. Check them across.
Burn right through somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Best NBA city to catch a game in. And when you're in that city, what's the best meal you can have?
Oh, I mean, I have to evangelize for Portland, Oregon here. And let me lay out, I'll give you another option after that, but let me lay out the argument. Portland, Oregon, other than our soccer teams, it's a one town, it's a one team town. You know what I mean? Blazers fans are passionate, even when they're bad. You're going to see people who really care about the game, but who for the most part aren't jerks. And then after the game, you can take yourself to a little restaurant called Canard, which is my favorite restaurant in the world, and get yourself some high-end steam burger sliders. It's like White Castle, but like high-end, amazing desserts. The food is fantastic.
Blazers, I remember you recommended Canard. This to us when I was there recently, and I did not go.
Oh, yeah.
Made Canard a mistake.
In a Blazers game. You got a whole season in front of you to do
it. Okay. Yeah. And if you didn't have to evangelize for your town?
If I didn't have to evangelize for my town, I'm going to say something a little bit sacrilegious right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, go see a Laker game.
Sounds about
good
right.
Good fans.
Because of Twitter, I think Laker fans get like a bad rap sometimes because Laker fans
anyone
are all over
Twitter
the world.
Anyone on Twitter is also just...
They're terrible.
Any group on Twitter is getting a bad rap.
But if you, and as a Blazer fan, this hurts for me to say, that is a fantastic fan base. They're great. They like understand the game. They're passionate. They get like, they have like in-depth smack talk. You know what I mean? Like if you make fun of Sam Perkins or whatever, they're going to understand what that means. Like they're up for anything. They're smart. They're passionate. And then after that, what's my favorite restaurant in LA right now? You come over to my house and I'll cook you up something on the grill in the backyard. Yeah.
We'll make sure we have Ian's address in the show description, guys, so you guys can pull up anytime.
Anytime.
Okay.
Literally anytime.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, if you could have one skill set from a player for a day, what player would it be and what skill set?
Any player's skill set?
Yeah. It's like a Mike type situation.
It would be Aaron Gordon slam dunk.
Modern day Aaron Gordon slam dunk.
I mean, maybe even like 4 years ago, the peak of the slam dunk contest.
Yeah.
Now just, his 3-point shooting.
No. Yeah. His sprint setting now, really. Yeah. But like, especially if it was me in my current body.
Right.
If all of a sudden I like walked into a 24-hour fitness and like walked into a game and like, can I see that?
Yeah. And say it like that.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, man. We're about to finish this game up. Okay.
One second, though. And then just, like, go do some, like, insane dunk. Yeah. I think that would be the most fun.
Is this your Kia right here?
It's either that or it's Victor Oladipo's singing voice. And those are the two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
Like honey.
If you could, okay, how about this? If of all the highlights that have occurred in NBA history and basketball history, if you could embody a player within a highlight, and be like, I physically can experience what happened in that moment. Is it the same thing now?
I'm going to sound so biased, but it's the bad shot. It's not even the Houston one. It's the one over Oklahoma City. Just because of everything that happened after that. The arena going crazy, his family being courtside, the team dogpiling on him, the meme happening immediately. Two memes. Two different memes. Three different memes, actually. Three different memes from, like, one shot. And that maybe I might actually start crying.
Yeah. Please do.
I think that would be it.
And finally, Ian, Jack or Miles?
Ooh. I got to pick between Jack or Miles?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, this is tough. This is tough because Miles, we have a relationship going back. Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah.
Friends with your wife.
Yeah, Jack is wife.
Jack is related to Dr. Jack Ramsey.
Namesake.
Portland legend.
Yeah.
I got to take the ore.
Wow.
The ore.
Wow. He did it.
Yeah.
The diplomatic decision.
I got to split the difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the listeners will the listeners will respect that. Yeah. Jack and I will not.
Not so much.
Yeah. We think that's just a bunch of bull. But,
well, I'm saying a good deal is when nobody's happy.
Yeah. I guess it is what it is. Well, Ian Carmel, thank you so much for joining us for this very rowdy special edition of Miles and Jack on Matt Boosty.
He's here
live at NBA Con in Las Vegas. You got some shows coming up?
When does this come out?
Next Thursday. Week.
If you're in Toronto next week, I'm at the Comedy Bar Danforth on the 14th, 15th, whatever the next weekend
is.
Whatever that is. I'll be at High Plains Comedy Festival in Denver, Colorado. I'll be in Vancouver, BC later this year. I'm all over the place.
All right. Where do people find you and get more info about you?
At Ian Carmel on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, everything.
Is your TikTok going up?
Oh my God. I got 4,000 followers. I'm posting NBA, like conspiracy theories. I'm making fun of my old boss.
We never talked about the Dame conspiracy theory about the statue.
Oh, yeah. No, all we right. did.
We got to do it real quick.
Now we got to get it in.
Yeah.
We were talking before. I saw this on Reddit that a lot of people were talking. This is obviously a joke, but they're saying the real reason why he wants to leave Portland and go to Miami is that he's afraid of statues.
Yeah.
He has a documented fear of statues, and that the theory goes that if he stays in Portland too long, that man is getting a statue.
Yeah.
So he to avoid becoming the thing he most fears, the most efficient way to solve this is to be traded to Miami.
Yeah.
You buy it?
This makes a lot of sense to me.
rather do that.
This makes a lot of sense to me.
It's kind of the only thing that makes sense.
If you look at the history of Portland recently, too, they've been going around tearing down statues.
Right.
You know what I mean? Knowing Damian Lillard's afraid of them. So.
Yeah. Amazing.
This is crazy.
Well, you can follow us on Twitter. Check out the hashtag MadBoosties, BOOSTIES. You can find me on Twitter at Miles of Gray.
I'm on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien.
Yeah, and that's been this very wonderful, raucous edition.
Raucous.
Miles of Jack on MadBoosties.
Did I do a good job? Tell me before the show's over. I did a good job.
You
did
a great job.
You kind of played yourself.
You
not picking
wax?
Me. I'm not lying. You kind of played yourself.
Kind of fluid, to be honest.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Yeah. Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.